Evening, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Scandler Street in Moonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an net controller, please contact your club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB. Indeed, a good evening there. I tip my hat to everyone up there. Bill here in Franklin Park Borough. And my brother is on the other line there on the bottom list there, Mr. Kevin James. He's there also. Give it back to you there. Thanks for being there. KA3TFB calling for the Echolink system. Back over to net control.
Okay, very good, Bill. Additional Echolink stations come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system from Oney out to New York. Thanks, Bill, for queuing me in. And yes, Bob, I am the last one in the queue.
All right, very good, Kevin. Thank you for that heads up on it. Okay, we'll turn it back to Bill, see what he's got down in PA. Hope he had better weather than what we have up here. It's been a rainy day all day. Bill, how you been?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB. Well, I can't say anything good about the weather, other than if you're a duck. It was a wet rain, and it's wet, and it's humid, you know, and it's like that almost all day here. So we're not even dry yet. And then it's supposed to get down somewhere in the upper 20s tonight. So that's not good either. So I sure don't want to see the snow, but, you know, it has to happen sooner or later. Hey, I'm not going to hold the repeater much. Tip my hat again. Bob, thanks for being there. And hello, Mr. Kevin James, and hello, everyone else on the net. And we'll be listening. Back to net control from KA3TFB. Over.
Okay, very good, Bill. Yeah, I was looking at the weather forecast earlier. We've had rain all day here, and it's going to be cool tonight. Initial forecast was for snow tomorrow, and then more snow on Saturday. Well, they've upped that. It started out 1 to 3, then it went 3 to 5, and last report I see on the weather forecast is 8 to 10 inches on Saturday, so I guess we're going to get pasted up here. So with that, I hope you can get a little bit lighter version of that anyway. 73 to you, Bill. Have a good evening. Okay, KD2FPM. Kevin, how are you this evening?
Hey, good evening, Bob, and a good evening to Bill down in Pennsylvania, and hello to everyone up in the North Country tonight. This is KD2FBM, I'm out here in Oneonta, and yes, Bob, you are right. I've been watching the computer models, and these numbers keep coming up.
Well, I hope they don't go too much higher. I think I'm at the point now where I've got the truck and the plow in the garage, and I think I'll probably hook that up. I have no aspiration to going anywhere anyway. Turn it around, face it out in the garage, and go from there, just in case it gets a little wilder than what they claim. So I'll turn it back to you, Kevin, KD2FBM.
Possible lake effect, but it may be just stuff in the air, maybe a dusting to an inch in places down here where it persists a little bit. So, well, I tell you what, I won't hold the repeater either. We got 50 degrees now, cloudy skies, a little mist in the air. Had about 0.2 inch of rain today. This is KD2FBM, 73, back to net control.
All right, Kevin, very good, and thank you for checking in, and Bill also, always nice to have you both check in on the Echo Lake. All right, with that, I guess we'll address it and make a call for regular members and guests. This is N5AOW, net control from the Black River Valley Service at. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
FM, good evening, Bill.
To PFM, George, I hope you had a decent day today, even though it rained here all day. I imagine you had pretty much the same by you.
Well, good evening, brother. I'm on the net. You're exactly right. I did go to the Pioneer Cafe for my once-a-month visit there in Glenfield, and that was about the extent of the day. We did have a slight peak of sunshine in early afternoon. It was dim sunshine and only for a few minutes. Those are the fourth day. I'm having to do everything on the NIMO power, and probably will at least till Sunday from the looks of it. I got all my snow materials out and ready. I'm going to get the salt out and a few other things tomorrow morning. Temperature's been dropping. It was 48 today. It was 48 as recently as a half hour ago, and now it's dropped to 43. So definitely temperature's on its way down. So we'll just have to see what's going to happen. I got to go something for my mother again about the VA and for my father. Being that my father was a World War II veteran, I got to do something at the VA clinic tomorrow, Veteran Service Agency tomorrow in Lowell, so it might be something that's going to benefit my mother. I hope so. It's not something that she's going to owe, but some benefit she's going to get. Unless it's something that just a nursing home is going to take anyway, then, you know, there's no point to it. It's probably what it's going to be. So with that, we'll say God bless at 73s and take it away. N2 PFM clear.
All right, George. Yeah, I would imagine you're correct on that. Usually anything you do get seems to be absorbed or dissolved through the homes there for their care and everything else that they do. Yeah, I know we went through that a while back with Sherry's mom, and that seems to be the way of it. Okay, well, you have a good evening. Keep those shovels ready and stay dry and stay warm. 73, George. We'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW.
WA to you. AC2WI.
Hey, we at T, AC2WI and WA to you. John, what's going on down your way this evening?
WA to you. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Well, this is a first that I know of. Georgia's actually 3 degrees colder than we are. We're like at 46 something. We're usually the chilly spot, it seems like, so that's okay, George. And the only thing I heard out there was rain today. We had the contractors here today working on the foyer, and they were working on the tile out there and working on the ceiling, and then we got first day of winter, I guess it's Monday, the carpet guy's coming up measuring up, so we'll get that, and then we'll get the gym stuff moved out there, get some stuff painted up, and that'll be, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, so it's good. Just got some new windows to put in upstairs, and they've all been ordered, and so we're getting there, we're getting there. We're taking advantage of this weather. Hope to actually get into camp on Saturday and move some stuff around in there. It's just been absolutely super for getting the stuff done. Been busy, been getting up early in the morning. Yesterday we got up early and left here, I don't know, 7:45, went down to Herkimer to the pistol licensing place, and I think we arrived there at 8:30. We were forewarned. I got there at 8:30, and I think I walked out of there at about 11 o'clock. So give you an idea. So that's a busy space. There's only one person down there doing all the work, but she does a good job. So there you go. Unlike Onondaga County, where they have 4 people working and 5 days a week, I believe. So got back and did some stuff, and we're going to Syracuse tomorrow, and we'll come back from that. Spent a lot of time today on the internet doing some internet shopping, so I think I know what my next purchase is going to be as far as sidearms is concerned. It's kind of interesting. You read one thing, you read this, and you read this, and you read that, and call up a few people, and after a while it's like a big circle, and then you feel like just throwing the dice and the roll of the dice, but we're all set, so. But I guess the weather's going to be kind of interesting for the weekend, and then, as I said, it'll melt, so. Yeah, the weather radio went off today. I missed the exact announcement, but I thought, wait a minute, we weren't here Wednesday, but I don't think they do a Thursday test, and when I got down here, I heard the amounts of snow. I'm going, I must have missed something, so. Anyways, Bob, we'll turn it back over to you. I hope everyone has a great evening and able to complete whatever projects got going on tomorrow. We listened for the net. I think it was last night. We didn't hear a net on last night, I don't believe. Anyways, WATU, back to net.
Okay, John, very good. No, I didn't either. I got back late in probably about 9:10, and I wasn't sure if there was one or it ended early, but I think someone commented on it also, that there wasn't that. But anyway, yeah, I know what you mean with the pistol thing in the registration area down that way. I've got a friend of mine visits down there, I guess, every year or whatever the requirement is on it. And it seems like an arduous, stretched-out task to get things done like that, but yeah, being one person at the counter, that kind of strings it out a bit, and it is time consuming. Well, I hope your trip to Syracuse went well, and I hope the weather sticks with us for a while, and I know it's not, but you always throw it out there anyway. So, alright, 73 to you and Kathy, have a fine evening, stay warm. Maybe you'll get a break to get out to camp there and enjoy that a little bit instead of all that work you're doing. All right, we'll turn it over to Pete, see what Pete's got for us. KC2WI, how you doing, Pete?
KC2WI. Well, I just got back. I've been up in Lake Pleasant, and I didn't intend to stay there, but I got sort of a, we'll call it a computer lab, I guess, where things like that, some networking things, worked quite a bit on a virtual private network setup, and trouble. troubleshooting why it wasn't working the way it should, troubleshooting why Windows 10 wasn't sharing, wasn't allowing access to a shared file or drive or folder, even though you followed all the standard procedures and it says this drive is shared. You know, that, and it just on and on seemed to take, it's totally non-productive in terms of, I can't bill anybody for it, but it's necessary stuff. You know, it kind of got later on that, and I went right back in the dark. And so, actually, even today, I didn't get back till fairly late because I went into town and met with the people at the Chamber of Commerce for an event we were trying to put on. And I almost thought, well, I should just stay there until after the snow because there was a meeting I really kind of wanted to go to on Saturday, but I don't think I'm going to do that because it'll be, you know, driving in the snow, which I just assume not bother with if it's, you know, because it's going to be that wet, sloppy stuff. And it's hard to say. You know, they're talking about all the snow, but you get nothing. You could get nothing here in a foot and a half in Boonville or, you know, or something like that. Who knows? Anyway, I really have mixed feelings on Windows 10. It's sort of like if you're lucky, it's great. If you don't do anything out of the ordinary, it's probably great. You know, you just put it in there and surf the internet and do your email kind of thing. But it's not exactly, you know, it's got glitches in it, so I guess my advice is I'm leaning more towards, less towards putting it in and more towards waiting another 6 months. I still think it's inevitable, and if you can get it for free, you probably ought to do that because that's what Windows Microsoft is going to support. You know, unfortunately, your arm is sort of being twisted. But just like usual, they do stupid things. They don't check everything fully. They don't document. They change things just for the sake of changing them when there was nothing wrong with the way it was before. They move controls from one point to another and make them harder to find. It's typical Microsoft. Anyway, it was 48 degrees here until about 8 o'clock. And I see it's gone down to 44, but I don't know what the high was. It says the low is 44. I don't know what that means. It usually doesn't record a low until it goes back up. Maybe it was 44 this morning, and the high was 48. I don't know. Certainly doesn't feel very cold out, even though it's was kind of drizzly rain there. So we'll see what happens. I might have to actually get my snowblower out and put gas in it, but I kind of don't think so. It's all going to melt, so I'm not going to, you know, even if we do get 9 inches here, I'm not going to worry about it too much, I don't think. It's all going to melt by next week. It's going to be 52 degrees on Thursday, so we're going to have a green Christmas, I guess. Other than that, I guess not too much. I'm debating here. I guess I'm going to answer this person who sent me an email that I fixed their computer, and then they sent me a Facebook. I hate Facebook messages. I don't check them. You know, all of a sudden I happen to see this thing back from, you know, weeks ago. Oh, thanks for fixing my computer. And then like three weeks later, oh, it doesn't work very good. Well, you know. It's hard to know things like that. What did they do to it? Or what are they trying to do to it? Do with it, you know? And you can't. You can't sit in front of one and run it for 12 hours to you know. You just got to fix it and clean it up and check it. Get online, look at a few websites, you know, do the normal things. If it looks good, it looks good. So, I don't know why. Might offer to say, look, bring it in, I'll look at it again. You know, that's more of a job. I think it's one of those Vista downgrades. And I don't know. It telling you, no, you can't please all the people all the time. I guess that's what it comes down to. KC2WI.
I believe you're right on that, Pete. It seems like there's always a small percentage, no matter how good, how well, or whatever, it just isn't good enough, and they're not pleased with it. You know, it's funny, you're talking about the 10. I was thinking about doing that with mine, and I think maybe I'll hold off for a bit, because it's, yeah, I'm navigating everything okay with what it's got, and eventually, like you say, it's going to have to be done. But maybe they'll correct a few problems like you were talking about with the changes. Kind of sounds like when you were talking about that, kind of sounds like eBay. They have things that work good and then they screw it all up and change everything around. And it just seems like a bag of marbles. You know, you look for one day and it's at the bottom of the pack. So, yeah. I'll tell you what, like a lot of other things with electronics, it seems like it's obsolete before it's even on the market. And in most cases, that seems to be the truth of the matter. All right, I'm getting a little long-winded here. Thank you for checking in, Pete. Enjoyed the view on that. And I'll make another call and see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW.
KC2NBU.
C2NBU, Ray, I hope your day went well. Hope you didn't have to travel much in the wet all day. It seemed like at times it come down pretty steady.
Well, no, actually I put over 300 miles on today. Went out to Rochester and back. Bought three vehicles, bought a Jeep, bought a Ford, and bought a Subaru. Got them all home, just pulled in the driveway about 15 minutes ago. So, and kids are here decorating the tree and relax. Got 44 degrees up on the hill, dropped about 4 degrees in the past hour according to my thermometer.
That seems like it's on its way down, so I don't know. I guess the forecast is, I haven't looked at it lately, but I think it is going to get down to around 32 and then probably 27 on Friday night, but I'm not really sure that's going to hold up. It may very well change, because it certainly did in the last couple of days. So, don't know about that one, Ray, but it is dropping fairly quick.
Well, I've been stocking up on four-wheel drives and all-wheel drives because the first real snowstorm that we get, the price goes up about $2,000 a piece overnight. So I've been lucky. I've never been able to buy them this late in the season and get good buys on them. Usually we have snow by Thanksgiving, usually, and the prices don't come down again till end of March. Now, if you want to buy a Mustang convertible, you buy it when there's 3 foot of snow on the ground, but if you need a four-wheel drive, don't wait until there's 3 foot of snow on the ground because the price goes up.
Get a chuckle out of that. It's like people I know looking for boats in the spring. I said, my God, if you wanted a boat, why didn't you buy it in the fall? You can get a whole lot better price because they don't want to store it. They don't want to have to winterize it. But, man, I didn't buy it in the spring. They'll pay probably 10-15% more for it. So, well, I guess that's the way it goes. But with the snow, that does have some leverage on things.
Yeah, well, I usually have a few pickup trucks over the summertime for sale. If people look at them all summer long and go, oh, gee, that's nice truck, that's nice truck. And then they show up in November after the first snowstorm going, oh, yeah, hey, where's that truck? Going, it's long gone. Why didn't you buy it 2 months ago when you looked at it? And says, well, I didn't need it. Now I need it. You know, so procrastinators, they're not going to make the move until they actually have to. So I guess a lot of us do that.
Yeah, you get a chuckle out of that. I know I do, too, with different things. Okay, Ray, well, thank you for checking in. I'm glad you're home safe. 73, have a good day tomorrow, and don't get caught in that snow we're supposed to get. Well, like Pete was saying earlier, I think it's going to melt. It may be a nuisance for probably a half a day or whatever, but the weather's warming up afterwards, and I think it's going to dribble away. But problem now is that we haven't had any opportunity for the ground to freeze before we got it. So anything you do in plowing or whatever with the snow, you're going to be digging in the ground. So that's not a good issue there either. We really ought to have a freeze before we get the snow, but never works out to our advantage. Okay, are there any additional check-ins? This is N5AOW. My day was quiet. I was on the computer for a while, looked out, watched the rain, watched the cars go by. Not a whole lot of traffic. There for a while, it was pretty steady with the rain. Then it slowed up, and I think it was Pete was saying, it was either Pete or John. We had a little glimpse of sunshine there. I watched that, too. I think it was about 12 to 15 seconds. And it was gone, so that didn't last, but it was still raining. So it might have been a hole in the clouds that just peeked through there. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WAT with a comment.
Go ahead, John.
I think it was George that alluded to the sunshine. I'm still at like 45 degrees there. That's funny. Yeah, I don't know how well, Pete, you do it, fixing stuff like that. There's so many variables and possibilities, and I guess every once in a while you run into some people. I know I was listening to, I think, Lenny the other day chatting. He spent time troubleshooting a old-fashioned record player, I guess, so the old stereo kind of things with the speakers on either side. And the person really didn't even, you know, he spent time going through it and said, well, it needs this and this, and the person never had the decency to get back to him. So I know a lot of places in Syracuse now, I know when you take something in, they used to say, well, you drop it off and we'll give you a call. People would walk out with, it's got to have this and that, and then they'd pick it up. Someone had done all the troubleshooting, so then they got wise and they said, well, you want us to look at it, $50 for this and $100 for that. At least that way, they got something in their pocket when they walk out, and they tell people it's applied to the repair and stuff. But boy, with computers, I just can't imagine. My hat's off to you, Pete. Anybody that works with that stuff, you got a system that's got bugs in it to begin with, and then got people pushing buttons and they don't know what they're doing. And boy, I'd have a big, probably like a milk can size of Excedrin or something next to it, or whatever. So, anyways, turn it back over to you, Bob, WATU.
I agree with you, John. I'll tell you what, I think, like I was saying earlier, most of those things, when they come out, they're actually obsolete because there's always something right behind it that they're working on. But, yeah, you know what, I think unlike a lot of people that do it professionally, the ones that normal users, for the most part, I think, have inherent insatiable need to press the button sometimes prematurely or whatever. That does seem to create problems with the computer. And I know I have a tendency sometimes in frustration to do that. Seems the system is slow as a snail, and then other times it's fair. Yeah, it's about all I can do with it. I blamed it on Dell for a long time, but I really don't think it's Dell's fault, although I'm not happy with their support. They've been absolutely horrible, even with a new one we had years ago. So. Okay, well, enough of that. I could go on and on about that one for a while. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or any other late check-ins?
KC2W.
KC2MBU.
Okay, Pete, grab it while you can.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I should say or not, but yeah, it's very difficult. You know, I think that the average person does not realize how hard it really is. And it, I think the less they know, the easier they think it is, it, to some degree, you know. But here's the deal. Read the end user license agreement for Windows, and it basically says, we're giving you a license to use this software. You can't lend it to anybody else, etc. I mean, that's literally what it says. It says, it has a 90-day warranty if there's a defect. We have absolutely zero liability for any consequences of the failure. And, you know, so that's first off. So Microsoft doesn't really guarantee Windows, you know, and they don't really support it. Usually, you know, even if they do, it's like 90 days. And they don't publish complete technical manuals. And if you were to buy technical manuals, so to speak, you'd spend $1,000, you know, you'd spend several hundred dollars on third-party books or books from Microsoft Press, and they still wouldn't go into the real nitty-gritty of it. And so then you get online and you look through tech forums, and you have people discussing stuff, try this, try that. You know, this didn't work for me, it worked for this guy, there's 27 ways to try it. It's unbelievable. And so I guess they're sort of forcing you into, whenever you have a problem with your computer, you throw it away and buy a new one, which is insane because really they aren't obsolete. You know, a statement was made which is probably reasonably true, is that a lot of the development in the past few years has really been sort of mobile devices and that, and so it doesn't matter if the computer is new or 5 years old, nothing's really changed that much. Yeah, they've gotten a little faster and stuff, but I don't know. Yeah, it's very discouraging sometimes. The amount of time that you spend, I could work 40 hours a week and get paid for 10 if I'm lucky sometimes. You know, between just normal stuff you got to do that you don't get paid for, and the 10 hours I spent on a job that I can only charge 2 hours for. All the time it happens, and if you talk to other computer guys, they all say the same thing. And you know, if you're working in a business critical environment where you can charge $200 an hour, well, I guess maybe you make up for it. But you know, you just can't do that. I mean, to not make a living, you can't get that kind of price here, and you can't make a living on $10 an hour. So, damned if you do and damned if you don't, I guess. Anyway, I guess I don't know. I guess I should quit while I'm ahead here. But it's really frustrating. It's like, you know, they can't fix it. They want you to fix it, but your time isn't worth anything. Some people. Other people know exactly what your time is worth because, you know, usually it's because they work for themselves, too. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, thank you for the comment. All right. You pick it up.
I was just going to tell you about a snowplow that doesn't tear up the lawn. I was so impressed with them, I actually sell them now. It's called a Snowman, and it plugs into your trailer hitch behind your truck, your four-wheel drive truck, and you pull it. And I can plow right over top of muddy, wet grass and not tear it up. That's absolutely amazing. The downside is if you have 2 foot of heavy, wet snow, it doesn't work so good. But for most snowfalls, especially the early snowfalls, just amazing. You can Google it if you want, snowman.com.
I'm going to have to look that up, just investigate it. Yeah, I know what you mean. A lot of cases, what I do too, early on, I'll drop the blade and then raise it up a little bit and plow that way. Then you're not stubbing the blade on rocks and things and not digging into other things. And there's some areas where I'll back blade first after I've done that, you know, and it flattens it down a bit, let it freeze, and you got a good base to run on. But there are guys that use the pipe that goes in the bottom across it. I did with plow shoes for years, but I've found a way with plowing that just doesn't tear anything up. Okay, well, with that, I think I'm going to close the net. We have Octane coming up, and we'll give them a little room for that. So, are there any other comments?
Mentioned some of the stuff that Pete was talking about. I think they come out with a beta version of the stuff, so it gives people an opportunity to have to fix stuff. Wasn't for people like Pete and other people that are technically inclined. And Ray, D, with the super system you got, what will the landscapers do? You're gonna well, we had a plow that came through here. I don't know what year it was. Had a lot of snow, and boy, when it went away, I'm thinking they weren't even close to the driveway. You know, they'd gotten out into the and once it starts, everybody stays in that same area. So anyway, so Bob, I'll turn it back over to you, and thanks for doing the net here this evening. WATU back to net.
Okay, John, yeah, I had the ability to have to go in on a couple of my bad, same thing that you're talking about. They missed the area they should have plowed all together, and people call me up and say, hey, can you straighten this out? I haven't been able to do that, but okay, with that, I'm going to close the net. I know we got Jack coming up here. Had a swallow for a minute. I don't know why my throat got pretty dry. All right. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency to regular amateur use. And I want to thank John, Ray, Pete, George, Kevin James down in Oneonta, and Bill down in Pennsylvania for checking in this evening. 73 to everyone. Have a good evening. N5AOW clear.
KD2AIT, throw me in on the count.
Gotcha, Jeff.
Okay, pretty good. You can call me in too, I hope you did that, Bob. Okay, looking for any additional... This is Austin. Looking for any stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. Please wait till the tail drops on their repeater, for obvious reasons, from Rochester. And Bob, I do have you check them. Other stations, come then, please.
This is N2BFM. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2NBU. Good evening. No traffic.
Okay, got a little confusing, and then they there will be two IGs. So I have N5AOW, K3KCS, KD2DFX, so all net, and KC2NBU. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic after the paragraph.
This is. What happened to N2PFM? I was there before all of them, and they did let the tail drop before. Okay. If you don't hear me, all right, whatever. N2PFM clear.
KD2AIT, we're here too. Clear.
Okay, very good. See if I got them correct this time. I have a lot of interference here from another repeater. KC2, Julia Charlie Sierra, KC2DFX, good evening Dave, and of course KC2NBU Ray. So after the tail drop, if there's any corrections or additional stations, come in please.
This is a final exasperation now, last try. November 2, Papa Foxtrot, Mike, George, and then I was followed by KD2AIT, and 2BFM clear 73s.
Okay, George, I got you that time. Thanks for the patience, I appreciate that. As you know, I'm getting a lot of interference from the repeater same frequency in Rochester since they took their PL off. Oh, okay, very good. I got you and KD2AIT, Jeff. Thank you for tagging in, and thanks for the relay on that one, too. Okay, very good. Any other stations after the tail drops, please? Okay, thank you all for taking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 73s to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. And Jack, if you're still listening, I've already been checked in on the 8-5 down here with Mark. All right, until next time we meet, I will say 7-3. KD2FPM is clear. And Bill, have yourself a good night, too. All right, take care. KD2FPM out.
Okay, copy that, Kevin James. Thank you for checking in with Mark down there. That's great. KA2000Z, and we're clear.
KA2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, logging off through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all. Nighty night, Mr. Kevin James.